so the people of God may uphold its mission for deep reflection on the truth for this time, and to promote a spirit of revival and reformation, the Inter-American Division presents Pastor Israel Leito, Constant in Prayer, a call to recognize the primacy of the spiritual life.
Prayer is so essential for the Christian life. We cannot go about our life without prayer. It is needed. Promises has been made by the Lord that if we pray, He will answer. And therefore, we should ask and it shall be given. The Lord is willing to give us the Holy Spirit, because without it, there is very little we can do. As a matter of fact, the spirit of prophecy is very clear when it tells us in Acts of the Apostles, Ellen White says, the Lord is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to those who serve Him than parents are to give good gifts to their children. If we don't have it, it is because we have not asked for it. And there are certain things we need to realize on this matter of asking for the Holy Spirit and relying on the Lord and asking and depending so that the Lord can bestow His Spirit, that His church can move forward. Again, I read from the Spirit of Prophecy where the servant of the Lord says the following: the lapse of time has wrought no change in Christ's parting promise to send the Holy Spirit as His representative. It is not because of any restriction on the part of God that the riches of His grace do not flow earthward to men. If the fulfillment of the promise is not seen as it might be, it is because the promise is not appreciated as it should be. This is very significant, because the servant of the Lord tells us here, it is there, it is for us to ask, it is for us to take, the Lord is willing to give it, and we should just go ahead and ask and pray and dedicate time so that we can receive this. And as we move further on, what is this about prayer? You know, at times people believe that it's a matter of being all different, rapture, etc. Listen again what the Spirit of Prophecy says about prayer and Christian life. It is an entire surrender to the will of God. It is living by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is doing the will of our Heavenly Father. It is trusting God in trial, in darkness, as well as in the light. It is walking by faith and not by sight. It is relying on God with unquestioning confidence and resting in His love. Pray every day with this kind of confidence, trusting in the Lord, and let Him lead us in everything we do. May the Lord bless you.
Constant in prayer, because we are praying in Inter-America.